Welcome back to our Proactive London studio, where I'm talking to Bilal Ismail, who is the head of sales at SparkChange. Bilal, it's great to hear from you. How are things?
Very well, thanks, Tom. Yep, busy time in carbon as always, bit of volatility, but something we enjoy helping investors through.
I'm sure. And a busy time for you as well, because your monthly report came out just yesterday. I'm sure you had a publishing deadline to contend with. But what were the highlights from that report, do you think?
Sure. So really trying to put recent price moves and volatility in carbon markets into perspective. We've seen quite a material pullback. So I think the last time we spoke, we'd recently hit sort of all-time highs in carbon pricing, sort of close to 100 euros a ton. We've seen, roughly a 20% sell-off from that peak to trough, which of course begs the question, what's driven that and what's likely to happen next? If we think about the drivers first, I'd say there are really three factors, the first of which is by far the most important, which is that we always have to remember who the elephants in the room are in this market, and that's the utilities. So the utilities, these companies represent roughly 80% of all market demand for EU carbon allowances. And they don't trade allowances when they emit CO2, but they rather trade in a much more automated fashion based on how they think they're going to emit carbon dioxide as they generate power going forward. And what you've seen recently is that the very steep decline in gas prices has made gas-fired power generation much more economical than coal or lignite. What does that mean? Less CO2 is being generated per megawatt hour of power, so therefore the utilities just don't need as many EUAs as they planned for. And given they represent such a big scale, big proportion of demand in this market, they can move the price quite sharply in one direction or the other over the short term. But we need to remember what's going to happen in the medium to long term. And this phenomenon can't go on forever. It's not as if there's unlimited idle gas generation capacity sitting out there for the utilities to tap into. They can only switch that generation to a certain extent. And in the medium to long-term outlook, we still see the overall tightness in this market as preserving that sort of price outlook towards the end of this decade. And what does that mean? That means that for longer-term focused investors, these short, sharp drawdowns can represent a bit of an opportunity.
All understood, Bilal. So the circumstances have been particularly propitious for renewable energy and gas-fired power recently, but you think it may not necessarily last in the long term?
Yeah, it's less us saying that gas prices are going to recover or renewables are going to fade back. It's more that when the utilities react to these changing dynamics, they react very quickly in the short term. In a market where there's decent liquidity, but ultimately limited liquidity, this means that the short, sharp price moves in either direction, in this case to the downside, can be exaggerated. And what's actually been throwing sort of more fuel on the fire has been the behavior of investors. So what we've seen over the last 3 to 4 weeks is that investors have actually built up the biggest net short position in carbon markets in history, ever since records began. So what does that mean? That means that it's really hard to think that there are many marginal sellers out there left in this market. And if we look back to what happened on Monday, there was a whiff of some positive news for carbon prices in the form of potential that a nuclear plant in France was going to be temporarily shut down. And we saw a 5% price move. Normally, that sort of news flow wouldn't lead to such a strong price reaction. But because there's only marginal buyers left now, no real marginal sellers, the risk of a short squeeze is really building, and that makes it just quite an interesting time to be looking at carbon as an asset class.
Absolutely, it makes it difficult for you to be pinned down about what's going to happen next with the price, I should think.
Exactly. One thing I'll say for certain, carbon prices will continue to be volatile. Let's remember that carbon effectively is an extension of broader energy markets, and energy markets themselves continue to be volatile. But really, with that short position so concentrated, I'd definitely say that incremental downside risk is limited, whereas the longer term fundamentals of this market remain intact. So if you're investing on that longer term horizon, you can be opportunistic with this entry point. At the same time, I imagine the volatility will put off some investors, and they'll wait to see a bit more of a stabilization before dipping their toes in.
Thank you very much, Bilal. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to us. And I saw from your report that there are no particular landmarks in the diary for June. So I imagine you're just going to have a month of relaxing on the beach.
Yeah, if only.
Right. Well, we'll get another update from you before long, I'm sure.
Sure. Thanks, Tom.